Good evening. This is the Whitney Town Advisory Board on September 14th, 2017. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Mary Ann Beam is excused for tonight's meeting. There are three of us present. We do have a quorum. Are there any members of county staff here this evening?
Juan Costas,
Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody here for public comment? Seeing there is none, moving on to the third agenda item. Approval of the minutes from August 31st, 2017.
I will make a...
Hold on 1 second.
I didn't even realize it was at the table.
Go ahead.
Madam Chairwoman, I'd make a motion to approve the minutes of our meeting of August 31st.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? The minutes are approved. Approval of the agenda for September 14th, 2017. I make a motion to accept this evening's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have an agenda for this evening. Informational item. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Yes, we have a couple of events. Well, one big one coming up soon, and it is our meeting in the park, and it is scheduled for September 29th, and I think it's at 7 p.m. Here at Whitney Park.
I forgot myself. It's an hour and a half long, that's all.
Yes. Actually, I can tell you right now, it is 1st.
Is there going to be a trick or trunking? Do you know?
Yes, and trunk or treat is scheduled for the last Friday in October, last Thursday in October.
26th.
And then that would be the 26th. We're
going to have another movie in the park on October 20th.
I'll just make
an announcement next time. Okay. Great. Any other announcements? Community?
Mm-mm.
Okay. On to planning and zoning. We have item number UC-0689-17 for El Vulio. Sorry if it's...
LP.
Use permit for retail sales as a principal use within an existing office warehouse facility on a portion of 1.7 acres in an MD designated manufacturing zone in an MUD 3 overlay district, generally located on the southwest side of Boulder Highway, 900 feet southeast of Boulder Ranch Avenue within Whitney. Is there an applicant here?
Yes.
If you'll step forward and make your presentation.
He's going to do a presentation. I'm with El Bulio LP. I'm the property manager of the property.
Okay.
It's Joe Spallaccini. I'm with Remax Commercial, the property management company. And the property is located at 6658 Boulder Highway. You guys probably know it. It used to be Leslie's Pools. Leslie's Pools bought the building next door and MPS building, and they moved. So it's been empty for a while. And Paul here, he wants to open his store in there, which is a hydro store. They've been operating in California, and one of our owners went and checked out their store there and stuff like that. and we approved him to be in our location as a tenant. So he'll explain a little bit more about his business, so you can ask him all the questions.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name for the record.
First name is Pa, P-O-U, and last name is Chan, for P-H-A-L-C. And
Go ahead.
Nervous.
That's all right.
Okay, what we are is hydroponic store. It's basically for indoor and outdoor growing. As you know, in Las Vegas, we grow vegetable and stuff and plant. It's all died in summertime, as you know, the hot weather. So basically, we're all providing it just to grow vegetable, any plant, any tree that you would like. You know, you could have indoor and outdoor. And
okay. Anything else to tell us?
Not much. I mean, that's all about, you know, hydroponics, unless you have a question to ask me about.
We will.
Okay.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this particular item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board. Who would like to go first?
Clarify what type of business for me. What are you going to be growing? Vegetables?
Vegetables.
Food?
Food?
No.
Like
equipment.
Yeah.
It's equipment manufacturing. There's no growing.
No, we're not growing. Okay. Yeah, we're providing
supplying
the products.
Equipment. Okay. Yeah,
we're providing the products and stuff.
So it's not a business that's going to be open to the public?
Yes, it's open to the public.
It will be open to the public?
Yes. And it's wholesale and retail.
So here are my questions. So when I hear hydroponics, I think marijuana. I do, and I know some of the other hydroponic places will say that that's what most of the equipment is used for. So can you explain to me, is that going to be a portion of your business, selling for people who grow pot, or?
No. All our product is basically is for indoor. We have the lighting, water, you know, filter and all that for indoor growing. Like I say, we only, you know, let people grow whatever they please. Vegetable, food, and trees and other stuff, you know, fruit tree, vegetable, whatever it is, just indoor. We're not providing them or suggesting them to grow marijuana, no. You know, and we will have to sign everything, you know, by law. We cannot break that rule. You know, we're not suggest people to grow marijuana.
That is a contingency in the lease too. There's no marijuana. The first thing the landlord asked was the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we put it as a contingency in the lease, but for anything with marijuana, you have to be licensed. There's no license here for marijuana, none of that in the building at all.
Okay.
This is strictly a wholesale. His retail, what we saw in California is about 20% retail, and the rest was wholesale. So what they're doing is, people are ordering the lights and the products and the rocks and all the stuff, the plant seed and stuff like that. They're all packaged. Nothing's like being made in there at all. So they order it in, and then they wholesale it, resell it.
So what kind of seeds then are sold there? Is it seeds? No.
It's like soil, nutrients, lighting, and fan. You know, garden supplies.
Yeah. Everything's packaged. There's nothing loose or.
Yeah. No. We don't provide seed or anything like that.
Okay.
I totally love the product. I had the experience of visiting a hydroponic plant up in North Las Vegas, and it's a great way to grow vegetables and food out here.
Exactly.
So I wholeheartedly support the product, and you might see me as a customer.
There you go.
But if nobody has any questions, I can make a motion. Any further questions? Do you have any further questions?
How much foot traffic? I mean, so 20%, are you still anticipating about 20% retail?
Yes. So right now, it's like I said, you know, for us to start a business here, we don't know how the process is, you know, like how to the volume here. But in California, which my friend, my partner, he thought it, you know, his volume is high over there. So this is a different state. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And what will the hours of your operation be?
Fall, I would say 9 to 6, but majority like 9 to 7, like on summer. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes the hour will fall back a little and get darker in a minute now. So if it is, 7 is the max, you know, but 6 o'clock or so, then I, you know, 9 to 7. And then earlier.
7 days a week?
No, 6 days. Monday through Saturday.
What was the address? I'm sorry.
6658 Walter Highway. Suite 6 and 7, yes. Thank you. You probably remember it's the old Leslie's pool.
I'm looking at my notes.
That's okay. Take your time.
So I do see that on here Public Works says to vacate an existing access easement and driveway along Boulder Highway and rededicate a pedestrian access easement. Can you explain, do you know what they're asking for?
There's a public easement at the driveway there that's more than the county needs, so they want them vacated and just granted a smaller pedestrian easement that's across the driveway.
So they want to shrink up the driveway?
Nothing physically will change, it's just there's public access on the red, and they're going to put way bigger than the public works that they need, so it's not vacated, and then just do smaller, just the long just for the sidewalk to go off the ground.
But that, if I can interject one second, that's not really the tenant's responsibility, it's more the property owner, am I correct? But it's still put in, I understand.
Now, there is buildings in the back, so you have that access to the back buildings.
You'll still have access. It's just, I would talk to Public Works, but it's just basically the large easement that's more than what the county wants.
Okay. So all the lockers in the front?
No, it's just, we're talking about the actual driveway itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, yes, and I highlighted it.
Yeah, that'd be
a line. It was unusual.
Yeah, that'd be a line use issue.
Right.
Yeah, what you wanted.
Okay, that was it. That was all my notes. Want to make a motion?
Certainly. I would make a motion for approval of UC 0689-17 based on staff's recommendations. And that's it.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor for UC-0689-17 for approval spelled out with staff conditions. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Okay, thank
good
you.
Luck. I'll be in to see you when you get home.
Okay. Cool. Was there any conditions there that are going to go to county?
Well, that one that I
the
just...
The Public Works
just
one?
The Public Works.
Okay.
Does the business have a name yet?
PHA. PHA LLC.
And then the other part was to contact the Reclamation District to confirm that your sanitary sewer user codes are correct for their plumbing fixtures.
Okay. I don't think there is any plumbing fixtures in there. It's all packaged. There's no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that's what.
Okay.
That's
okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Next agenda item, WS-0702-17, Joel Silverman, waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduce setbacks. 2, reduce the height setback ratio. And 3, alternative landscaping. Design review for proposed expansion to an existing office warehouse building on 0.5-acre site in an MD-designated manufacturing zone in an MUD-3 overlay district. Generally located on the east side of Dodd Street, 400 feet north of Desert Horizon Drive within Whitney. An applicant?
Good evening, Doug Lincoln, on behalf of the owner, 1055 Whitney Ranch Road, Suite 210. The project is located off of Boulder Highway, and Russell is down here off of Dodd Street. This area was previously all master planning industrial. And after 2009, it was rezoned around the property, so the two industrial properties have developed, and it was redone to a residential project. That residential project went into bankruptcy, then it came out of bankruptcy, and its homes were built. By that time, the building that is existing there today was already there. The owner is proposing to add an additional warehouse unit to this site here. We have 3 warehouse bays currently, and this area of the property is currently vacant. It has no pavement on it, so you can't store product on it, you can't be on it, and that has caused some issues with the neighborhood in the past. So in order to solve those issues with the storage on a parcel, that it is unimproved, we're proposing to extend the building from by adding about 1,700 square feet of additional warehouse. We're moving the building currently sits 4 feet back from the property line, which when approved, met code. The properties for flooding were all industrial. You don't need a setback from one industrial property to another. So we're moving the building about 6 feet so that we can install some landscaping back in here on this very shallow property. It's not very wide, in order to at least get some additional landscaping back in there. Then we'll add additional 4 parking spaces at this location. Our neighbors are all, as a result of being adjacent to residential, if the residential didn't exist, we wouldn't need those neighbors. So we're asking for your approval here. We worked with the one neighbor that was here. They have since moved. We did hold a neighborhood meeting. We did have a neighbor come out that was concerned. We did have a tenant who's no longer there that was doing restoration. They operated in the evenings, and that was causing concerns. Hopefully those concerns are gone, and the property owner wants to make this a good property. He bought it after the homes had gone up, and there were already businesses in here. So we have a vacant space here. We have automotive repair here, and this is a warehouse. I did speak on the phone to this neighbor here, whose home lies right here. He wanted to make sure that we didn't put a tree next to his property. He didn't want leaf litter in his backyard. I explained to him that we only have 4 feet here, and the trees wouldn't survive very well back in there, so with only 4 feet to the wall. As I mentioned, the building elevations, we're adding a warehousing unit extension to this property. And that is the look of the building once again with the world up door. I do have a photograph of the existing elevations at this location. We'll match that. It has a gate and fence for the entrance to the facility, so it's closed when business is closed and locked and secure. We do abut some of the common area. Around there, we do abut a couple homes that had moved in after the project had been long operating for years. So we know we do have the waivers that we need. As I said, the waivers are a result of residential being approved around the project. So this would complete the project itself, take that vacant space, and utilize it properly. So, here to answer any questions?
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board. So what kind of business is going to be in there? Because you said you have an open, so you want to have a new addition, then there's somebody who's existing, and you have an empty space.
Correct. So currently our request is for warehousing. At this location. This first tenant is a warehouse operation. He gets product in the morning. It's usually broken down, sent out to the job sites, and he's done by noon or 1 o'clock. Pretty quick. And Mr. Silverman, the property owner, is looking at those types of tenants. He wants to be a good neighbor. It's tough being in the industrial property surrounded by those homes. So he wants to make sure that his tenants, as I said, when this tenant was causing problems, we worked to get him somewhere else.
So if it's warehouse, so are there trucks coming in and out?
There are trucks that come and go. It is an industrial property.
Okay.
That has been that way for many, many years. So they do come and go. There are deliveries. They tend to come 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. They break down the material. We do have an automotive repair shop here in this unit here. He works from 7 to 5 generally.
So, but there's no loading dock that's there. They just load these trucks
it's
up.
No, that big of a facility. This would be for small warehousing types. Gentlemen, like I said, he gets his product in and then he goes out to the job site with it. So, breaks it down. So, what occurs here is you'll see, if you go by in the afternoon, you'll see pallets stacked up. Pallet guy comes and takes the pallets away, and then the trash comes and removes the trash.
And then, so how many employees total? Because right now it's saying that there are 15 parking spaces that are provided, where 11 are. So if you're reduced, are you taking away any?
No, no, we're actually adding parking to this location. This site is currently vacant in the back, and it's unpaved. We'll be adding 4 parking spaces in the rear to accommodate this additional unit. The number of 4 employees for a warehouse unit is very low. The auto loan repair is only 2 employees, including the operator. And this group here, I don't know how many, but I know it's less than 5.
And then
they're gone.
And then the new business, would they potentially have customers that would come and go? I mean,
no,
I'm just trying to make sure that there's ample parking.
Yeah, this is warehousing, so an industrial site, so they didn't anticipate to have any retail use. So there would be no retail customers. That once again, just lend itself to that as a roll-up door. So this would be for warehousing and not for customers coming in. It's not.
How many people attended your community meeting?
We had one couple attend the community meeting. They're from their house is located right here. They did have some concerns about the property. As I said, we did have some code enforcement issues before. Once Mr. Silverman was aware of them and worked with code enforcement, got rid of the problems. I don't think we've had any issues. The commissioner's office is aware of what we've been working on to make it better. The neighbors that attended, and the commissioner's office was vouched, and the board members were there. They did say it got better, and I gave them my card and said, I'm right across the freeway. Call me if you have problems with one of my tenants so we can make sure that we take those problems. Because, like I said, Mr. Silverman realizes that there are neighbors, he wants to be a good neighbor too. So, and once again, it's tough with industrial use, like used to residential. It's a hard mix. The residential probably was not the best solution at this location, but that's the direction we need.
And it's this question for you. So, this is currently zoned, though, as an RUD, though? So.
There's another industrial property here. This guy splits logs. So he's quiet right now. Actually, he's getting up, gearing up for work right now. He's getting going. We work with anybody that has a concern so we can find the rest there. It is a small property. It's very narrow. So there's a drive aisle here and parking. So it doesn't facilitate itself in a large operation at the time, but there is a demand for some small warehousing for small operators.
Okay, other questions?
What's your own back up? The one in yellow. The one underneath the one you have.
Oh, the area.
Where exactly on the property is the new building?
The new building, and this is the vacant area I mentioned. The new building would be going right here at 7th.
I know it's not your fault there's residential there, but it seems like when I drove by it today, it seems like the people are looking out their back window and right on the walls of the of this complex. It seems so close, and it seems like there's another two-story in there with. I'm looking at the buildings, the homes that are there, and look, they're already looking at a two-story building. They have no view, they have nothing out the back. I realize that wasn't.
Right. Well, the building itself is not 2 stories.
I am proposing putting more 2-story in there and wanting more views.
Well, actually, the homes are 2 stories. This is
right, the homes are 2 stories.
This is a 15-foot tall.
It seems like your building, when I would drove by, was just as high, about higher than the 2-story homes.
Well, there is an elevation change here between these homes here. So we have a great differential. So these homes are higher than these homes. These homes are higher than here. So we do have a great change, and it changes about 2 to 3 feet across as we go this way for about every 20 feet.
Okay, how many businesses currently operate in there?
There are 2, and they're there's an
two.
Empty, there's two, and there's an empty space.
Permit. One's an automobile repair.
One is automotive repair that was approved as part of a use permit.
What's the earliest time frame for access to the property by any of the business owners or the landowners?
There's a condition of approval on the use permit. Pardon me for one moment. And they were conditioned to have weekday hours of 7 to 7 and weekend hours of 8 to 5. The warehousing unit doesn't operate on the weekends at all, and the automotive place occasionally operates on the weekends, and we're working with him for some reason.
But they have the 7 to 7 and the 8 to 5 window, depending on what day of the week it is, correct?
Correct, yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Is there access to the property by the business owners or the business operators in there anytime they want, or are they?
They are. The other units.
I mean, are they 24/7 access?
The other units are not restricted by time. Only the automotive has a restriction of time due to the fact that it's a required use permit. Currently, they aren't utilizing 24 hours. As I said, the current warehouse unit, he comes in the morning. I've been over there and seen him in the morning, and then by 1 or 2, they're done. Because once again, they get the product in, break it down, take it to the job site.
So is that property secure after 5 and 7 to pay?
It is. There's a lock gate that closes across
there. I drove by, it's getting dark. I didn't see a gate.
There is a gate that goes across there, and it is locked after business hours.
And what was the response to the neighborhood meeting? Did you ask about that?
I did ask.
Yeah.
There was only one neighbor that came to the neighborhood meeting?
Yes.
When all those people around it are looking out their back window at that property?
Well, and they've been looking at the property since they moved in.
Oh, I understand.
They've been here a long time. So, from talking to the businesses operator here, and I spoke to this gentleman here, these neighbors here, from what I've been told, have a good relationship with the automotive repair. Once again, the bays you face this way. The Riveras, I worked with them. They have since moved. They had concerns, and we were working on addressing their concerns, but they announced in July they were moving. So,
how did you announce that you were having a meeting?
We did a mailing notice. We requested the notification area the county used for this meeting and notified everybody in the 750-foot radius area.
Do we have any idea how many cars were sent out?
Five.
How many cars were sent out, did we say?
Whoever was
a little beige car within 500 feet. Any idea how many cars we sent out?
You said, I don't know how many, but it's 500-foot radius.
Yeah, well, I'm looking. It seems like there would have been a large response around that property.
And you can't drag them in. You can't drag them in.
It's not that they had a meeting and only one showed up.
That's right.
Yeah, one neighbor showed up, a husband and wife. I gave them my card. I shared with them if they had any concerns to call me, and they haven't done so yet. I sent them an email with these conditions. They had questions about the hours of operation, also the automobile.
What about security and lighting for the property after hours?
The property,
just a locking gate up front, that's it?
They have locking, there's a locking gate up front, and there's wall pack lighting on the building itself.
Is the lighting intrusive on the residential homes around
it? It's wall pack lighting as well. Once again, the building is only 15 feet tall. So, there's lighting that faces the front here, that faces away from the residential, which is along the odd, for security lighting. So it lights up this area right here. Okay.
I just want to remind you guys that what's there already, that's not the scope of this thing. We're looking, you should be looking just at the expansion potential in that area. Right. So what's there already should really be the scope of the discussion.
Yeah, this view on this one you just put down, put that back up. All right. Top left-hand view, what is that? Is that an unused sign?
That's an unused sign at this point. The tenants haven't wanted to utilize that signage yet. Once again, this unit here is a warehousing unit. They don't need to advertise. And the automotive repair gentleman has been offered.
Because I didn't see any signage when I went by.
And Paul?
Is that a potential?
No, excuse me, Paul. The signage is not part of this request.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But it is an approved sign. It just currently doesn't have a tenant. And it may never have a tenant.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. I'm happy to answer your
questions. I'm okay.
Any other questions?
I just have a couple.
Okay.
the area that you're putting the new extension on, this end here, I see how you have it buffered around the homes there. Mm-hmm. I see how they put some buffering in.
Correct.
But now, where that extension is coming out, that 17-foot, that brown house that sits there, I mean, he never had that extension there, so
Are you referring to...
No, down...
here.
Right, that brown house right there, that home right there.
Correct.
This has a nice buffer as it is now. Has he addressed any concerns or anything like that?
No, he hasn't.
His vision is totally going to be blocked now.
Well, currently his vision is blocked by the two-story home that's actually above him up here, and this is 15, so...
Right, but it's...
He'll see less of this home.
Right, but he had an access to the street view and whatnot from that back of that house.
No, well, it isn't a street view. What's back here, this is a landscape buffer, right?
Right. But I mean, that's the point I'm making, is he can see here. That's all I'm saying. And now this vision, I mean, his vision is going to be blocked by part of that building. So my question is, did you have any feedback from him at all?
No.
Nothing from him?
No, we haven't heard from anybody. I had one phone call from Mr. Bond, who lives here, and then I spoke to the Rivieras, who no longer live here, this couple...
And can you walk us through a little bit of what you're asking for the landscaping?
That's my next question.
Oh,
no, that's okay. That's what you asked for. Exactly.
Yeah. So
I need to understand the landscaping.
Starting with number three, like you're saying, allowing no landscaping along the northwest property line, and then you're asking to reduce in half the amount of trees. So can you take us why you're asking?
Once again, this is a very narrow lot here. So we have our fire access lane. Our parking, so we aren't able to put any landscaping along here. What we did is we shifted the building up 2 feet. The existing building sets back 4 feet, as originally approved. Didn't require a waiver at that time. So we can add trees back in here to buffer these neighbors as best we can. Unfortunately, we have a landscape strip along here and here. So, due to the shallowness, we have to have the fire lane here and the ability to back in and out of the spaces.
So you're saying, like the first one says, no along the northwest property line. So
yeah, this is the northwest property line, right along.
And there's nothing, and there's nothing that can go in that area.
No, it is the fire lane.
And so that's the request then for B, C, D. E is all the reduction of the trees because of the space.
And then once again, they're asking for a half inch reduction on our tree wells here. That's one of the requests. So they're supposed to be 5.5 feet. We've got 5 feet. We wanted to make sure we had some root barrier and covers here in our 5 feet area. This is 7 feet in here. I think these are okay. These are the most for the tree.
Is there a particular kind of tree? I mean, so like if you're asking for less trees, will they be fuller trees to compensate? You understand what I'm asking? You know, like there's scrawny trees and full trees.
No,
sometimes you see that around town where you can see people are trying to meet their tree requirement and it's a stick. It's like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
These are 24-inch box trees, shoestring acacia, so There'll be four of those.
And it'll be
automatic water? And it's complementary to the ones that are surrounding.
Water?
Yes.
Sprinkler system, so they will die.
Yeah, so we'll be running an irrigation line. I don't know where it's coming out exactly, but it'll come up either here or here to irrigate the streets. As required. Makes no sense to plant a tree.
Find out.
And we don't want dead trees either. We don't want the problem.
I just have two quick questions. The front part of your property facing Dodge, it looks like it's a parking lot now?
Yes, it's parking. There's two spaces.
So do you go all the way out to that property line there where they had some green?
No, actually, that is county right away, so we only go out the parkway.
How far out do you go? Because this here, this is a picture, it's about a year old, but...
Did you bring that in?
Yes.
You can't, it has to be from the applicant.
Well, I
just want to get a gauge on here.
No, I know, but it has to be from him.
So, we only go partway out where...
Really? Because last time
we
looked at something.
Right, I see that.
Yeah, our property line goes partway out and it landscaped.
Right, I saw that. Yeah.
So that dirt area beyond is right.
Closer to Dot.
Closer to Dot.
Is right away. Okay. I guess the reason I'm bringing that up is I understand your purpose is to clear up the dead space in the back there to utilize that space, but I guess you wanted more. I was asking why you didn't want to move this instead of going that way. That was just a silly question on my part. But okay, that's it.
Okay. If I may.
Of course.
In regard to the fire access, could you put the other back up that's a little more definitively in shape? What's the distance between a building and the north property line, wall, access, between there and there? What's that
40 feet. 40 feet.
40 feet.
That's quite shy.
As far as specific about being able to come in and have turning radiuses and be able to turn their equipment around, I don't think they can do that in 40 feet.
They do not. Have the ability to. This building currently does not have that type of access. There is not a way to make that happen.
Seems like that would be difficult if the fire department to get in there to access or get back out. Seems like it would be really confined.
Well, they do have some access to the back of the building from this street here. This is, unfortunately, my cables are on top of it. This is common open space, and there is an access to here.
Is there some sort of gate or access to the property back there?
There is not. I think we would need permission of the HOA to access that cul-de-sac. Is there a cul-de-sac our walls?
Right.
So that access is technically, it doesn't exist.
Not a direct access.
It could exist, but it doesn't exist. I can just see an industrial complex like that, that close to the residential, because they have some sort of a fire or problem there, could be devastating to the residential that's surrounding it because they're so close. And I know that those people bought their houses and houses around the industrial, I understand. So, but it seems like fire could be a problem for the residents there if it couldn't be controlled by the fire department with easy access in and out.
Well, we'll definitely have to meet the fire department.
Well, it's been specific in the turnarounds and access and all.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'm good.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll let you go ahead. You want to make a motion? Go ahead.
Okay. So for WS-0702-17, for Joel Silverman, I would like to make a motion to deny the application based on staff recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? And it is 3-2-0 to deny the application based on staff recommendation. Do you know when your next step is? For
We go on the planning commission, I believe, in October 3rd.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.
Okay.
Moving on for general business. We have none.
Probably items we post for the position vacancy, and then I'll do that again here in the next week. Also, it's not general business, maybe it's more public comment, but Cindy resigned. I don't know if you guys know. Jerry knows.
No.
So Cindy resigned. Her last day was today, and so that really puts a hamper on our office because we already had lost Dana when Mary Beth resigned.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
So it's literally just me and Commissioner Gibson. So, you're not going to, it's just going to be busy. And I will try to get back to you if you have inquiries and questions, but it's going to probably be delayed response because I will be in the Paradise office. I'll probably be at the government center most days now, working from there, and it's just going to be, I apologize in advance if I am short or if I can't get back to you soon.
Well, if I may, we were discussing a little bit earlier about getting things to, whether it be code enforcement, public works, so on and so forth. Would you like us to just send it to you? Because I've got a few of them.
Well, and Jerry, you've been doing great, because I know you send stuff to code enforcement, and you send stuff to the offices that you know you've got
right.
contacts with. If you just want to copy
me, I'll copy you when I can send it to them.
On
okay.
It. And then what I've been doing is just following up with public works to see if they can respond back to me.
Okay.
So, but yeah, just if it's possible and you know who to contact, just contact them and just copy me so that I'm aware of what the issue is in our neighborhood.
And a couple of them, I went the other day and again today when I went out to view the property over on Hamilton and Dodd there. Oh my goodness. I mean,
yeah.
There's so much stuff over there. There's a car that's abandoned, or not even a car, a motorhome that's abandoned over there with no engine in it.
Where's that at?
Hamilton and Dodd,
yeah.
Right there, with you know where this property is.
It
just never stops, and I'm still on Duck Creek too.
Yeah,
so
and
I have to get.
Although I turned into public works or public response.
Yeah.
So, just send me addresses when you can, or cross streets when you can.
That's fine. I'll just copy as much as I can to you. I'll send it to them. But and then one other thing, I just have to ask. I want to go meet with Courtney Middle School.
We have a meeting with them. We have a meeting with them next Monday.
Oh.
With Mr.
The principal?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wanted to know if it was appropriate for me to go in and speak with him and identify myself as a Youth and County Advisory Board member.
So we are meeting with him on Monday the 25th because he has a request to also include meetings on Hacienda and the school. Yes.
Just like we did.
Yes. However, our public works department has an issue with it because when you put a median in front of a neighborhood, you can take away their left-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
So we realize it's an issue, and the problem is when the school has an issue, they have it for 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. And so what you end up doing is you impede the rest of the neighborhood from not allowing left-hand turns for the rest of,
how did Harmon get it?
Harmon doesn't have, let's see, what was it? Harmon doesn't have an exit out onto, he showed it to me.
Oh, it's past, it's closer to Mountain
yeah,
Vista.
Yeah, and so what ends up happening is a lot of people cannot make those left-hand turns, so they're forced to stay on it, and then when they have to make a U-turn, they'll do it at one side or the other, right over a crosswalk.
Right.
So you have to look at it in several different ways and figure out what the safest bet is. So I've been meeting with Mr. Rose is the principal.
Ms. Rose.
And Kaiza Yazdani, who is our traffic engineer for the county. Kaiza is already preparing several different alternatives. We know what he wants. Kaiza knows what the neighborhood is going to scream about, and we know what the principal wants. So we want to sit down and talk a little bit about what's the safest thing.
In the alternative to putting that divider there. If the school enforces the parents picking up, dropping off, and use Morris, Tunis, and Denny as places where the parents can pick up, that would alleviate the traffic.
So Kaiza needs to understand how the school operates now. I think we've counted three driveways into their school.
And some of them they block off.
Principals are kind of the little, they are the president of their school.
Right.
They decide everything. So he needs to understand how this principal
Well, I'll tell you what, they're using Danica, which is, you know, I live on Danica Way. So their parents are all parking up and down, and they are zooming. And I don't know what changed this year, because it wasn't an issue in the previous years.
And so those are questions we'll ask.
Yeah.
What's
something changed
this year. But
and those,
he's reached out to us now, and I have not heard from him ever before. I've never heard from
the principal. Well, I've not been to the store a couple of times, but I got the Gestapo at the front desk, you know.
Perfect.
The guard.
So since he reached out to us, he reached out to Commissioner Gibson, I reached back out to
him. Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
We're going to stand. And we'll figure out a plan, and it's going to be a plan that probably no one's happy with.
Well, like I said, there's three streets. They have Morris, and Denning that the parents can park, and the back end,
but like I said, they're now
backside of the bus depot
is the best spot for them.
Hardly see anybody except staff parking,
and that's the best place for the parents to pick the kids up.
I am dragging our traffic engineer with us, and so his primary goal in everything that he does is safety. And so it may not seem safe, or may not seem practical to people like us, but for him, it's always safety is first, and that's what's going to apply to his different alternatives. And he's done some crazy things in front of schools, types of media that I've never even seen before, but that offer access to drive aisles or certain neighborhoods and then don't allow U-turns. So he's going to create a couple of different alternatives, and we'll figure it out. But from what I'm hearing, he doesn't think it's going to happen for another year or so.
Oh, well.
Before we get those improvements all along that stretch of Los Angeles.
What did you say about U-turns at the crosswalk?
He's got different alternatives.
So if they put the pork chops in, they're going to U-turn at the crosswalk.
Well, we'll see.
Because there's that one.
You can't make, I mean, it's a state law. You can't make a U-turn in an active school zone. If the flashers are off, they have to drive up farther down.
And that is Kaizad's argument. You can't do a U-turn in a school zone. How many people have done a U-turn in a school zone?
I can count on 100 hands.
Yeah, it happens, and you're right, Paul. Paul, you see it every single day. So that's what my argument back to Kaizad. Kaizad, you can create these laws all day long, but in actuality, it happens. So let's try to figure out a safe way for it not to happen.
So it did eliminate the problem with the market.
You understand? I mean, I'm your liaison. I've got to fight with neighbors. I've got to fight with schools, and I've got to fight with our own staff at the county too. That's just what I do. And like I said, at the end of the day, no one's happy, but whatever gets improved is going to do it, and then we'll see if it's going to be possible.
I have one other quick question. What department do I go to for the underground water underneath Courtney? Who would handle that water that comes out and rolls down Hacienda, down Denny, down to the students? Who would challenge?
What did we decide that water was coming from?
It was an underground spring.
It's an underground spring.
Yeah.
It's a natural spring underneath the school.
And when that school was built, I asked them to address it. The county didn't want to have it.
I wonder if they didn't. The response was that that's the way that they are.
Yeah, some brainchild decided that the water could run down all those streets and congregate on the sidewalks, the corners. The streets are filthy. And then when it rains, it comes to
is that how we first met you?
Probably.
That was
no, that was during the stuff.
Okay.
Oh, sure, yes. But now my point to this is, if you go down Hacienda by bigger estates here, on the street there, they have these long, to me it looks like drains.
Yeah.
Where the water come in, and then it goes into, I'm assuming, the sewer system, and follow going out to.
Well, there's sewer, which is sewer, which goes to Water Rec, and then there is the
water on the drain.
Let's get it.
What's the looking for?
The storm.
Train.
The storm.
Storm drain.
So two different things.
Okay. Well, this is underground water that they have coming up, and
it has a metal plate.
It has a metal plate. I mean, they figured it out, had to get it around and run down all the streets.
Let's dedicate some time, me and you, and then let's do a little bit of filtering.
That'd be fine.
And then show me what you're talking about, and then I'll do some homework.
But they put that in when they redid the intersection and they did the bridge and all that. They put all that other
way. Yeah.
water stuff in there. That was a major project.
I mean, this is, it's ridiculous. And my thought was, well, why can't they really utilize this and let it go into the wash and go out, you know?
Well, I think that's what they're doing, though.
I know, but it's a roundabout way.
The stormwater drains go straight to Lake Mead.
Well, that's where it should go. But it doesn't have to travel through the entire neighborhood to get there. When at the end of the street there is the wash. I mean, and then in the summer you have water laying there, you have mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
You know, I mean, it's really messy. And I don't think that they have that in any other part of town. But that's it. Okay.
And I
just have one question. So, I don't know. If you got my email from like a month or so ago, so two houses on my Blackburn, like two doors down from me. So is there a time frame that those homeowners have to do something with that property? So there was the main house that caught on fire, and then it caught the eaves of the next one. So today I saw the secondary house had a dumpster out front, and they're doing work. But the original burned, it is, they've just put a padlock on their fencing, and it's just sitting there. I mean, is there any kind of...
So my understanding, as long as it's structurally sound, we don't regulate ugly. So, or whatever. So as long as it's structurally sound and there isn't squatters going in and
not that I've
something
noticed.
Like that yet, we don't go in and require them to rebuild after a fire. Now, there might be issues with their home insurance, and I know someone who personally did not pay for home insurance and her house burnt, and she had to save her money for 4 years, and so it took 4 years for her to rebuild her house.
We moved to the same thing with the house on White Oak. We kept checking on it and we didn't know what to do. It's not that it was supposed to change.
It's not structurally sound that we get involved, but if it is,
so
if we're talking eaves and things like that, then I don't know. I don't think we'll do much about it.
So the original house had an illegal structure that was built, you know, because I live where the house is from the 70s, and then we've got like the RV side yard.
Yeah.
So somebody built at some point an illegal attachment because it looked like it was just thrown together, and that's where the fire started. And so, and I don't know, like I can't get up, I wanted to look at the fire report of what happened, but it said that you had to, when I went online, it said that you had to go down there to the fire whatever and pay to get the reports, and I'm like, well, I don't want to know that bad, but I want to know what happened.
Yeah. Let me know about that part and I'll see if I can get our fire inspector to send me something.
Okay, that'd be great.
And I'll follow up the notes for the public. But.
No, when I went to look up the fire inspector, it said that either you had to pay for the report and that you either had to physically go get it or you had to have a fax number, and it was like 10 or 15 bucks, and I'm like, well, this is happening to me
now. I'll do what I can. But if there's some reason why they do that, other than just charge $15 for the heck of it, I'll try to get a copy of it. But
okay.
It seems like it should be public.
Because it's like
you're not gonna buy a house. They might be able to tell you.
Yeah, because here's my house. There's one house. This is the second house that caught on fire, and then here's the thing. I mean, it was super close to the home, so very scary.
Yeah.
Okay, let me adjourn.
Oh.
Next
well,
meeting
if you want,
I'd like to.
You can let it ride the next time you want.
No, the next
you
meeting
won't have
is September 28th.
I got to go.
Wait, wait, wait.